This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This just came across my feed. I want to make sure that I mention this because Steph Curry and his lovely wife, Aisha, they celebrated Valentine's Day together.
Of course.
By going out and stopping by East Oakland Pride along with NBA Cares. And so they're starting NBA All-Star Weekend by going out to an event with a bunch of kids, a charity event, and stopping by and high-fiving and taking pictures and doing all the things that Steph Curry always does. So it's not like Steph is taking today and just being like, I'm asleep. That's all I'm gonna do. I'm tired. I'm asleep. I don't want to be involved in this. So Steph is still being Steph. They're being themselves. That's wonderful. I'm not mad. I still can't believe it. I cannot believe that the NBA All-Star game is here and that we are not getting anything on television in terms of basketball from Steph Curry other than the game itself, which, by the way, we don't even know what that looks like.
The game itself? There is no the game itself.
Right, it's the games themselves.
Right.
It's multiple games. For those of you who don't know, you've got four teams. One of them is going to be the winner of the Rising Stars Challenge. And then outside of that, you have these teams that were drafted by Shaq and Chuck and Kenny. I happen to believe that they were told who to draft, because I think you can see by looking at the rosters who's going to play each other in the finals. And it's going to be Shaq's team versus Chuck's team, partially because it's Shaq and Chuck. And that way you'll get trash talk between the two big fellas. And you're going to get the old guys versus some of the younger guys. Wemby is on one team. Shai Gilgeous is on one team. Durant, Steph, and LeBron are on the other team. So I don't know that it's going to play out that way. That'd be my guess. But the two winners of the first two rounds will play each other. First to 40 wins. That's it. They're not asking to score 200 points like they did before.
Right.
40 points, off the court you go. And this is with a full roster where there will be like plenty of subs and all of these things.
It's 8-on-8, I think.
Right. So how much Steph are we going to get at NBA All-Star Weekend in San Francisco? It feels like we're tracking toward very little.
Yeah. Not enough.
It's a bummer. It's a bummer.
And it made me think about a bigger issue and, you know, weigh in 888-957-9570 if you want. But I was thinking about it earlier today as we were doing our text thread about the idea of, if you don't care, why should we? And the idea of that in sports, like the NFL regular season, they care because it literally can be life or death. And, you know, the Niners blew three games this year, and if they wouldn't have blown those three, they might have been a playoff team, and who knows? And so the NFL doesn't have this problem. The Pro Bowl, if you don't care, why should we? They did away with it. The NBA, the regular season in general, if you don't care a lot, why do we care? And that's why I think ratings are down from where they once were. And I'm thinking about my beloved PGA Tour. and all the problems they're having this year with slow play and reduced fields and, you know, players who are maybe not that motivated to play every event. And when you do play and you're T41, you're tied for 41st and you make $618,000, it's like, cool. And fans aren't really watching because outside the majors, the golfers don't care. So I'm thinking about sports in general, Mark. Like, the more that we have so many options as a consumer,
sure.
If you tell me that you don't really care about it, why would you expect us to care about it? And I think that this weekend is a little bit like that, where LeBron's not doing the dunk. He never has. Steph's not doing the three. He's done it 7 times. So I'm not going to hold his feet to the fire, although it's a game in your backyard.
Just surprised.
I mean,
I'm so surprised.
Even the NBA All-Star game itself, if you go back to Rick Barry, and there's a good article in The Athletic today from Dan Brown. It's a great article about when Rick Barry won the All-Star game MVP in a game that was at the Cow Palace. And Dan had a great quote in the piece, and he said, who guarded that day? And Rick said, didn't matter, because Rick went for, I think, 38, and he was the MVP. But it was a game where both teams were actually playing basketball.
Yeah, if you asked an NBA All-Star today, who guarded you? The answer is the same every year.
Right.
No one.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Right.
No one.
Maybe Jim Harbaugh. Nobody.
Right. Nobody.
So that's kind of where I'm landing this weekend, Mark, is the idea of, if you don't care, then why should I? And I love it, and I'll watch everything, and I'll watch the All-Star game and stuff because it's here. But as a general sports fan, more and more it feels to me like sports are telling you that less and less of their things, of their product, is that important to you.
Yeah. No, I mean, we talked about this yesterday, and I think it's a byproduct sometimes of something that there's really nothing anybody can do about. I mean, I guess somebody could do something about, like, an 8:45 p.m. tip in Dallas followed by another game the next night in Houston. That's right. What Steve Kerr was upset about. And Steve has every right to talk about that and say, boy, this is disadvantageous, and I wish it wasn't that way. And he can have a point, and then so can we. And the point is that I just think that the NBA fan right now is overwhelmed by that message that you're saying right now. The message being, we don't want to play. We don't want to play. We don't want to do the extra stuff. We don't want to dunk. We don't want to shoot. We largely don't want to play. I mean, you go into last night where every single team who played was on a back-to-back. Do you know, and boy, the Warriors deserve a real high five for this. Did you look up and down the lineups last night? Do you know that Kyrie with his 42, do you know what he did last night for an encore?
What, 38?
No, a collared shirt. He watched. Do you know that Klay didn't play last night?
Wow.
Andrew Wiggins didn't play last night, and that's after getting 5 days off because he was traded. Bam Adebayo didn't play last night.
Man.
You watched what the Rockets did. Like, the Rockets, we didn't even bring this up. How was Şengün in the second half last night? Oh, how was Jalen Green in the second half last night? Oh, look.
Yeah.
They didn't play, nope. And they're all like 23 years old. It's the oddest thing. There's no great answer. It's been talked out. We're not throwing anything brand new at you, but it's hitting a little bit different because the flipping All-Star game is down the street. And, like, if you had asked me 3 months ago, will Steph Curry be in the three-point contest at Chase? I'd have been like, of course he will be. What are we doing here? Why did this even come here? If you're, like, there's only two guys who still, and I know if you're an NBA head, you're like, no, Mark, Giannis and like Wemby, sure. There's two dudes who still drive the league. They are the names, they are the ratings drivers, they are the dudes. And it's actually a concern because one of them's 40 and the other one's about to be 37 years old. And it's very, very reminiscent of what is happening on the PGA Tour, where they're still jamming Tiger Woods down your throat. He literally has no ability to win a tournament, potentially no ability to even be at a tournament.
Right.
And they're still like, Tiger Woods! It's like,
but
okay.
Even beyond that, like, Scottie Scheffler last year had one of the best years in the history of the tour, and this year he's just now making his first appearance, and nobody cares, right, until you get to Augusta.
Right.
Even right. golf heads like you and
no,
me.
No doubt. No like, doubt. But I just, like, I look at it and it's so surprising to me. It, when you've got ratings drivers like that and an NBA who is coming to your arena, and it's not even like LeBron. Like, for me, Steph is one of one in this conversation because LeBron has worn three or four different jerseys, depending on how you look at it. But this is Steph's house. This is his home. This is his franchise. This is the jersey that he made famous. This is all of those things. If I were Adam Silver, I head straight to Atherton 6 months ago, and I sit down and I go, what do you need?
Yep.
And I don't care what the answer is, you got it. Do you need $1 billion? Fine.
Wow.
Like, what do you need to make sure that we don't have the embarrassment of coming off of a gross All-Star game the year before, heading to Chase Center and not having you there?
Steph said that he went to the NBA offices over the summer not to talk to Adam Silver about All-Star, but they ended up doing it.
Yeah.
And they ran down options, and they ultimately agreed that this new format for the All-Star game specifically is something worth trying.
Okay, no. And
I don't know exactly what the rest of the conversation entailed.
That's a little different than the three-point contest or whatever, and I hear you on that. And I heard Adam Silver throw this out, and I'm intrigued by it because a lot of people will go, well, what's the fix? And I'm like, I don't know. What the hell is going to fix this? Do you think that the American players versus the world would get them to play hard? Even just a little bit?
Yes.
Giannis, yes. Jokic, Wemby, LeBron, Steph.
KD.
KD.
Yeah, sure.
Or whatever. Like, obviously, there's a bunch of them. You know, like, would that get it going? And if it would, let's do it.
More so.
Let's go. Let's do this. You know what I mean?
I do think that this format this year is more likely to make them play harder because it's a game to 40. So you only have to play hard for, I mean, a game to 40, even if you play defense, it's probably 15 minutes of actual basketball time, right? Because a normal NBA quarter would be 34 to 30, let's just say, in a first quarter. So it's going to be a little bit more than one quarter of basketball. So I do think you cut to the chase faster. And yeah, I think that this format's going to be a little bit better as far as competition goes. But even to your point, let's say that Steph and his team, they come out and they come out cold and they get knocked out and they lose 40 to 26. That's it, Steph. Steph plays 12 minutes of All-Star basketball and you're gone and LeBron's gone and KD's gone. And that's it? Night-night?
That would be, by the way, if that happens,
that would be bad for business.
They're putting that team up against the Rising Stars winner. So if that happened, that would be shocking. I don't even believe they would let that happen. But if the Rising Stars beat Steph, Kevin Durant, and LeBron James, then yeah, we got a real problem.
You may have no answer for Dink Pate.
That's possible.
And you have to be ready for that.
Like, did you guys see what Chris Haynes reported earlier this morning?
No, what did he say?
He reported that the league and players union are going to meet on Sunday with the players themselves of the All-Star game prior to the game to, quote, highly stress the importance of competing for fans and for the business.
Okay. All right. I mean, yeah. So, like, it's going to look different because they got embarrassed last year. So I get that. It's going to look different. How much different? I don't know. And actually, even as we sit here and throw out our idea, U.S. against the world,
yep.
I don't know if there's enough world players yet to do this. You know, I mentioned Wemby and Giannis and Jokic. And you can start running around and you can find others. You can find a Siakam and a Lauri Markkanen and all that. But, like, those are not even guys who right now you're extending – a completely different All-Star team for guys who didn't make the All-Star team. Like, you've got All-Star, like, you make the All-Star, there's contractual aspect to this, there's pride, there's all of that, and 90% of it is American players. So I don't know if that's a perfect answer either, but man, I don't know. This for me is not even actually though about the game. It's about competing and about this new format. Like, of course, I'll check it out. And maybe it'll look better this year. It certainly can't look any worse. But if Adam Silver did sit down with Steph Curry to talk about All-Star Weekend, and the only subject was the format of the game itself, and at no point did Adam say, hey, What on earth can we do? What yacht can we have show up at your house in order to get you to the three-point contest on Saturday night? Then that's a complete miss. I am still blown away that he's not in that event. I don't understand at all. That's just, yeah, it's wild to me.
I agree.
Not mad at him, disappointed, but I'm just shocked more than anything else.
Just two things on that. One, he has participated in the second most three-point shootouts in the history of the contest. Second only to Craig Hodges.
Yeah.
Craig Hodges has done 8. Steph has done 7. So if I'm Steph, I'm thinking at it like, I've done my bit. I've done it for you. I mean, I've been there year in and year out. And yes, it's at home for him, and it makes sense that he would do it. And it makes sense that he would try to get, you know, a fourth title and all that. I'm totally with you. But if I'm Steph and I'm looking at it in terms of LeBron never has done the dunk, and I've done 7 of these, and you can't get LBJ to do 1 dunk contest. So I don't think Steph owes the league. I do agree with you about the idea that it's his game. It's his shot. Like, he made the 3-pointer what it is, and the game is in his backyard. So yeah, that makes sense. And the other piece of it is, you talked about the U.S. versus the internationals, and I'm just looking at the rosters. We forget about Gilgeous Alexander,
sure.
Canada, Pascal Siakam.
I mentioned him.
Cameroon.
Yep.
Şengün is an all-star.
Okay.
He's not from here. Karl-Anthony Towns.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Pounds is... If he feels Canadian, no, he's from Piscataway, New Jersey, which might as well be another country. But I do think that we're closer to what you're talking about, an international team. You could put together a clean, like, six or seven well, of Jimmy, the 24.
Jimmy Butler's from Amsterdam.
No
we
doubt.
Found that out this week, so that's exciting.
Not an all-star, but yeah. And Kyrie Irving is from outer space, if you believe what
that's
he says
true.
About the Earth.
That's true.
So
yeah.
I do think we're closer. I just was thinking about like the all-star game this year and how many all-stars you could actually put together for an international team.
You're probably still a little bit short,
yep.
but then again, you know, you figure something out. You got to figure something out. And maybe this will be it. Maybe this will look better.
Yep.
This to me is a little bit more about Steph Curry, and I'm just, I don't know, man. I woke up today and I'm like, I can't believe that it went this way. Even, you know, Steiny and Goo on Wednesday were out there and they're like, there might still be something with Steph. And then by the time we woke up yesterday, it's like, no, it's not going to be anything with Steph. And I know a lot of people are like, ooh, he's going to surprise everybody and come out there. Well, if the NBA does that, that's dumb. That is not the way you promote something. Because you know what you run the risk of? Nobody's here to see your surprise. Like, you need to promote something. And I wonder right now if they're a little short on, and I'm just talking about the TV product. I think that the parties are all going to be great. I think that, if you've been over to Thrive City and seen all this, like, it's all set up and fancy and ready to go. But if I'm just going to be at home for the weekend and I want to watch this on TV, what's the thing where you're like, set your clock, make sure you're there for blank? I mean, it would be Steph Curry shooting the basketball.
Yeah.
That'd be the thing tomorrow. And so if he surprises everybody, nobody's going to be there to see it because they don't think it's coming. Dre in Oakland on Willard and Dibbs. Hi, Dre. Thanks for calling.
What's going on, fellas? I appreciate you taking my call. When I heard you guys talking about this, there's something as a sports fan, there's a passion that comes out, you know, in this topic, because I think, you know, me being part of the problem, I'm going to watch basketball regardless, but you know, ratings are dropping and the general fan is saying, no, I'm tuning out. And the emotion behind it is basically, you know, there should be a third seat at that table of these talks and negotiations. And there's only two. There's the players and then there's the owners. And it's like a chef talking about what should we cook without asking the person who's going to eat, you know, what they like. And, you know, there's that raw emotion that's like the fan feels left out. How many times have you heard players tell fans they don't know what they're talking about? You don't know basketball. We don't listen to you. I mean, the fans are being outright disrespected. And it really burns me up. And, you know, I should tune out, right? But I love basketball too much. And no, if Steph, even I argue this, you say Steph doesn't know. Yes, he does. Just like every other player. And I love Steph Curry. They all owe it to the fans. So we've asked them too much what they think. We've asked them, how many have you been in? You know, are you tired? Nobody cares. I mean, and I'm saying this, you know, with the love for the game. The fan has been left out of the table. There's a third seat that's empty. So I don't care what they come up with two people talking, ask the fan what they want. And that was put together with like the fan vote of the All-Star game. You're not asking the fan. They're being outright disrespected. And it's been like that for years. And it's felt like that for years.
Yeah, and Dre, thank you for the call. And that's one of those where I don't believe anybody can be wrong. If that's how you have been made to feel as a fan, as a customer, then what do we learn? What's the first thing we learn in retail? The customer is always
right.
There you go.
Yep.
Andre, you're right. If that's how you feel, then to me that's worth. So I don't think the players should be asking the fans' opinion necessarily. But bottom line is if you're disenfranchising your customers, then you lose.
Right. And if it happens long enough, then and ratings fall far enough and revenue dips, then they'll make changes.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.